news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, a little cooler start to your Friday. 60 now. More from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming your way in just a second on Mobile Mornings. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Grab the umbrella on the way out. We might see some morning showers in the area. So far, looking good as you're traveling through Mobile with no wrecks in the roadways from the airport, Spring Hill, to Dauphin, and 65 heading up to Saraland. It's clear and a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway coming into the Eastern Shore. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Perfect for lunch today in Mobile. Call 345-9544. Now, I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and samples, talk to store owner Joe Brown in person at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing late in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248. 800-950-0248.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, who will be checking in with us shortly. We'll get more on what you can tell is a little change in the weather for now, and the part of the forecast I think we'll probably spend more time talking about with Dr. Bill than any other part is looks like right now Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, at least an increased chance at severe weather. We'll get his timeline and breakdown on the severity coming up in just about 20 minutes here. It is a Friday, and the numbers, that's where we start each morning as we go through the coronavirus fight in our country and at home here in our state and in neighboring states. Dalton, from yesterday to today, what are we looking at?
Yeah, our new numbers here in Alabama, 2,838 confirmed cases in the state, and now up to 48 dead from COVID-19. According to the ADPH, there are 20,605 total tests that they've confirmed at least a result from. Now, a problem with that, I'm still reading even yesterday that some labs are not sending in the negative results. So the numbers for this...
Can you take a second to explain? You've said that, so if you would have the... It would high grade mm-hmm. the response, right? Because you would see the positives, but you would never know exactly how many tests were being given.
Exactly.
You would just see that. This is, I mean, I know this sounds like people are like, I've had statistics, I'm not doing that anymore. That's why this is important, though. There's
mm-hmm. Yeah, the best sample you could get would be a completely random sample of Americans. Because of the limited testing, It seems most places right now are only testing those who are truly showing symptoms. And when you get these numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health, they have all these hospitals and private labs that are supposed to be sending them the results, positive or negative, so they can keep count. Very early on in this process, a lot of the labs and hospitals were not sending the negative results. They were only telling the state when they would get a positive result. Since then, most of the hospitals and most of the labs around the state have been letting the state Department of Public Health know anytime they get a test result back, positive or negative. But it seems that there are still some that aren't letting the state know. So what you see is the number of positive tests look like they're higher.
Well, it would be a ratio. Yeah, sure.
The ratio is higher.
The number of positive tests, that's a factual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's this number. But as a ratio to the total number of people being tested, you can't. That information is not going to be accurate
because exactly.
you don't have the other data in there.
Yeah, and when you look at other states that have tens of thousands of more tests that have been confirmed, like Louisiana, I think they're over 90,000 for the state. According to the ADPH, Alabama sits at 20,605. Now, if Alabama were reporting those negative tests, who knows how much higher that number of total tests would be? But you have a lot of people online saying, what's with Alabama being so far behind these other states? If they had been sending these negative tests, it might still look like, and we might really be testing fewer than a lot of other states, but at least we would maybe be a little bit closer to those numbers. It helps show the preparedness of your state as well.
It also gives a barometer. People will say, oh, well, what does it matter, Dalton? And truly, the number of people getting sick or the number of people that pass away from this, it doesn't. But it does give the public a perspective mm-hmm. on how prevalent, at least within the sample of people getting tested, it is. If you only report the positive test for it, or some hospitals report both, and these over here don't, and then people bank on those numbers as a ratio,
right.
And you're like, you can't do that because we don't have the information going out. I mean, going in is incomplete, so the information going out is not going to be accurate.
Yeah, and to be fair, this is a new animal for pretty much everyone involved.
Right.
And a lot of these labs and hospitals have never had
sure.
to go through anything like this, but it would help if they would send in when they also get negative results.
Well, I'm not kicking them in the shin. I'm pointing something out that is before people react a certain way, just make sure you take in the breadth of all the information that's going into this boiler cauldron.
Yeah, exactly. And it is good to see the number of tests rising. There have been 333 hospitalizations since March 13th. Looking at the local numbers, Mobile County seems to be skyrocketing compared to any county in the state right now.
Yesterday was unreal. Every time I refreshed it.
It was going up and still is as of this morning. 329 cases now confirmed in Mobile County, 7 deaths attributed to COVID-19, 59 cases in Baldwin County, 11 cases in Washington County with one death, 13 cases in Clark County, 6 in Monroe, 5 in Escambia, 6 in Choctaw, 3 in Conecuh, and 17 cases now in Wilcox County.
So that is the local story, and then the one we have watched for the last couple weeks, just down to our west over in Louisiana. Latest numbers we have here out of Louisiana, 18,283 cases of coronavirus there. 702 deaths. 702 deaths, y'all. You have the, 63 of 64 of their parishes reporting cases. We can only imagine it's a testing issue for that 64th
mm-hmm.
that didn't come up. Patients in the hospital right now in Louisiana, 2,014,
wow.
says here, and 473 of those people are on ventilators. It is a different story in Louisiana than it is here. God bless those folks than it is here. They have a lot more cases and a lot more fatalities as a ratio. Now, once again, is it because of the, when we look at ratios and say who has it worse, who has it better, is that true on the ground or is that a product of what data is being put into their system,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not the commonality in there. But we'll watch it. But obviously, the situation in Louisiana, I can't tell you exactly, but it has been way more dire, and as a per capita issue, higher than I think anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, and if you're looking at the number of new cases per day in Louisiana, April 2nd, I believe they hit their high, and they had nearly 3,000 new cases that day. But since that day, it's been down one day and up a new up the next day as far as new cases goes, every single day. So after April 2nd, the number shot down to right over 1,000 new cases. The next day, it was back up again over 2,000 new cases. And then yesterday, they were all the way down to 746 new cases, which is still a lot. But compared to some of the past days, that 746 is a good number compared to several of the prior days. And hopefully, that keeps going down from there.
Well said. Also, what is the capability, what is the capacity in our area hospital-wise? Should we get a surge increase here? This was from a presser yesterday afternoon with Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. I thought we had the try one more time here. And yes,
the possibility of standing up this convention center as an off-site hospital. Wanted to know what the thinking was in the community, so we called each of the, I called each of the CEOs of the hospitals and had 5 to 10 minute conversations with each one of them. To the person, all of them said they still had a lot of capacity at their hospital. You know, that they were not concerned at this point in time, based on the information they had, that they were going to max out and need an off-site hospital. As a matter of fact, I think to the person, they would prefer if there were going to be resources available to stand up an off-site hospital, they would rather those resources come to their hospitals so that they could convert maybe rooms that aren't being used for patients now, that they could convert beds into those rooms to handle what would be an expected surge.
A little bit from the presser yesterday, but the takeaway there is that we have the capacity right now at the local hospitals without putting some off-site ward into effect. And we'll talk to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson more about that coming up at 8:30 this morning when he joins us on the show. All right, in the world of sports.
Tua Tagovailoa, the Alabama Pro Day was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic, but he was still able to work out for NFL teams yesterday. I'll let you know how that happened. And one of the only sporting events that it appeared may happen over the next couple weeks, UFC 249, has now been canceled. I'll let you know why coming up.
All right, that's on the way. We'll check back in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and let me just double down like I did yesterday. And you know, we've talked a lot about in the last day the loss of one of our family here at FM Talk 106.5. And if you do not believe, to those that I still see on social media that seem to be armchair experts here that don't believe this is something real or something deadly in fighting COVID-19 and the coronavirus, we have frontline experience with this, and I can tell you it's as serious as it gets. So do not underestimate this. Do your social distancing. Wash your hands. Do the spraying of the surfaces. If something comes into the house that's new, spray it down. Take every precaution. I mean, why not? Why not? If you do it, and, you know, it turns out that, you didn't have to do it, there's nothing lost. But if it's something that prevents you or your family members or loved ones from getting sick, and I'd say it's a small price to pay. 620 FM Talk 106.5. Officials continue to urge social distancing as the United States nears the coronavirus peak. Athena Jones from Westwood One with more.
In New York, the number of new coronavirus-related hospitalizations is falling. But Governor Cuomo once again faced the harsh reality of leading a state experiencing another day of extreme loss of life.
We have to keep that curve flat. We have lost many of our brothers and sisters. And if you don't want to stay home for yourself, stay home for someone you love, right? That's what the stay-at-home campaign is all about.
New York City turning to Heart Island, a potter's field, to bury the unclaimed dead. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's tough to see the country suffering.
With the increase and the real adherence to the physical separation, the guidelines, at the same time as we're seeing the increase in deaths, we're seeing rather dramatic decrease in the need for hospitalizations. So that is going in the right direction.
But even with early signs of improvement, state leaders urging residents to stay at home.
When we all take this seriously, We will save lives in Michigan. We will save the frontline healthcare providers that are struggling to keep up with the need. And we will come out of this in a more robust way.
The director of the CDC says the U.S. is approaching the peak of the coronavirus pandemic, and it will take some time for the country to open up again.
So it's not going to be one size fits all. It's going to be using the data that we have from surveillance to really understand where it is the most important places for us to begin to reopen.
Across the nation, portraits of America on pause. Cities virtually emptied, businesses closed, and lines stretched with people seeking unemployment. But even in tough times, some moments of the nation at its best. Volunteers stepping in to help at food banks, making sure families are fed.
Lending a hand and helping a neighbor in need is what Pittsburgh does best.
Here we are feeding nurses, doctors, National Guard in front of the Javits Center.
Chef Jose Andres converting his New York City food hall to serve thousands. California writing these notes of support to New York on this shipment of ventilators.
We can't just sit on assets when we can save lives and help our fellow Americans.
And overnight, cities glowing in blue, a way to say thank you to essential workers in all industries.
Hey, hanging out with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And Sid, as you know, I've got two houses, unfortunately, right now. I got the one that y'all have been taking care of for so many years with its weed-free lawn. Looks fantastic. I got the house we bought that we've moved into that I didn't have you taking care of all those years. Man, I got weeds. Like, I'm not used to this. I'd forgotten what it was like to have weeds everywhere.
Yeah, so...
what do I do?
Well, you know, we could still come clean it up. Let me just put you mind at ease right there. So we would come out, we would clean up the weeds you have. But the real key is going to be putting out a pre-emergent at that time as well, because there's a whole new batch of weeds coming. So if you're seeing weeds now, that's okay. We can clean those up. But it's really the weeds coming in summer that we're more concerned about. So just give us a call. We'll come out.
Okay, so you can deal with the weeds that are existing right now in that yard, and then you can get me back on this program so I don't see them in the future.
That is correct.
All right, how do we get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting almost 2,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 78 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported 80 new cases, with 329 people testing positive. There are 59 confirmed cases now in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 13 cases, while Washington County is in the double digits with 11 cases. A Daphne man is facing several charges after reportedly burglarizing a hardware store. Daphne police say 40-year-old Brandon Channel broke into the Home Hardware Center around midnight on Thursday. Channel was arrested on an unrelated outstanding misdemeanor theft warrant. Detectives later connected him to the burglary. He was also charged with violating Governor Ivey's stay-at-home order. A missing child alert has been issued for two 16-year-olds from Wilmer, Jayla Cook and Zoe Smiley. They haven't been seen since Tuesday. The pair last seen on Saturn Lane. If you've seen them, contact the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 623 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was still able to hold a workout for NFL teams yesterday, despite Alabama's official pro day being canceled because of the coronavirus. Tua went through a full 75-throw workout with fewer than 10 people involved in order to abide by social distancing rules. The workout was filmed and sent to all 32 NFL teams for evaluation prior to the April 23rd draft. One of the receivers that caught passes from Tua was reportedly his Alabama teammate Jerry Jeudy. Tagovailoa's junior season was cut short in November by a dislocated hip and a fractured posterior wall. He was unable to work out at the combine in February because he hadn't yet completed his recovery. Doctors cleared him for football activities on March 9th, and his pro day was set for a month later. According to Tua's agent Lee Steinberg, the workout went well, and he reiterated that Tua is at 100%. In fighting news, after weeks of trying to gather enough fighters and find a location to host UFC 249, Dana White announced yesterday that the event, set for April 18th, has been indefinitely suspended. White made the announcement to UFC broadcast partner ESPN, stating that the decision was made after top-level executives at both Disney and ESPN intervened.
ESPN has been very, very good to us, and the powers that be there asked me to stand down and not do this event next Saturday.
UFC 249 was reported to take place at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort on tribal land in Lemoore, California. It was the promotion's way of bypassing statewide stay-at-home orders from Governor Gavin Newsom, as the casino is located on those federally recognized tribal lands and exempt from such orders. White said that he had booked the venue for 2 months to consistently host events, and that he'd also secured, get this, a private island for international fights.
We will be the first sport back. Fight Island is real. It's a real thing. The infrastructure is being built right now.
Yeah.
And that's really going to happen, and it will be on ESPN.
Fight Island.
Fight Island. And so, and it's that island is where?
I think it's off the West Coast.
But how does it not fall? Is there, because it's privately owned?
I guess so, yeah. And how will they?
But your privately owned residence still is affected by.
Yeah, and how will the international fighters get there is also a question. They have to land somewhere. Is it a big enough island they can just land the plane there? I don't know. Lots of questions, but...
Fight Island.
Fight Island.
If it works, get ready for the NFL to have Football Island.
Football Island. They can, that'd be really awesome. And in addition to that event, all other upcoming UFC events have been postponed. 626 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. Coming up, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. And as you can tell, a little cool down out there this morning. All right, be right back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing late in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. And remember, check us out online, fmtalk1065.com, for the latest COVID-19 news.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD traffic center. Accident free conditions and some showers in the area. Grab the umbrella on the way out. Might see some showers before the day's over. So far, the 1065 split looking good. As you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, and Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you're clear as well. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across the street from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression, find them on Facebook. They're also now offering curbside service. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting almost 2,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 78 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported 80 new cases, with 329 people testing positive. There are 59 confirmed cases now in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 13 cases, while Washington County is in the double digits with 11 cases. A Daphne man is facing several charges after reportedly burglarizing a hardware store. Daphne police say 40-year-old Brandon Channel broke into the Home Hardware Center around midnight on Thursday. Channel was arrested on an unrelated outstanding misdemeanor theft warrant. Detectives later connected him to the burglary. He was also charged with violating Governor Ivey's stay-at-home order. A missing child alert has been issued for two 16-year-olds from Wilmer, Jayla Cook and Zoe Smiley. They haven't been seen since Tuesday. The pair last seen on Saturn Lane. If you've seen them, contact the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
Robertsdale Power Equipment has been serving the folks of South Alabama for over 40 years. We're not just a locally owned small business, we're your neighbor. Now more than ever, your trust is what's most important to us. We're open for business to serve your needs, whether it's new equipment or parts and service, both residential and commercial. Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, Saturdays until noon, Robertsdale Power Equipment is here to keep you up and running through these difficult times. Visit robertsdalepower.com or call 947-5372.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
For Cruz, Asian shares have been steady in quiet Good Friday trading. The U.S. markets are closed today. Yesterday, the U.S. indices closed out their best week in 45 years. Some good news on this Good Friday from Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
The kinds of mitigations that we're doing now, the curves that we're seeing flattening and coming down, that's exactly and precisely because of what the American public is doing. So even though we're in a holiday season, now is no time to back off. As I say so often, now is the time to actually put your foot on the accelerator, because we're going in the right direction. Let's keep in that direction.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has now been moved out of intensive care. He'd been there for 3 days after his coronavirus symptoms worsened. He'll remain in lockdown for a few weeks. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Auto sales in China in March recovered from an unprecedented trough as the rise in the number of coronavirus cases eased and many factories resumed production, though consumer spending remained sluggish. Sales last month were down 43% from a year ago, an improvement on February's 79% drop. There were 1.43 million vehicles sold nationally. Sales in the first quarter as a whole were off 42%. Singapore has suspended the use of Zoom for online education after hackers hijacked a lesson and showed obscene images to students. In what is known as Zoom bombing, two hackers interrupted a geography lesson a day after Singapore closed schools on Wednesday. Singapore is not the only country to be affected by the teleconferencing disruptions. The FBI issued a warning on March 30th advising users to avoid making Zoom meetings public after it received multiple reports of teleconferences and online classrooms being disrupted by hackers displaying hate messages or shouting profanities. That's Your Money Now.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. You've worked hard building up your retirement nest egg, but will it provide the income you need to have a comfortable retirement? Do you have the right investment mix? Stocks, bonds, cash. What about annuities or real estate? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher Investments' free guide, The Definitive Guide to Retirement Income. Call Fisher at 1-800-771-0606. That's 1-800-771-0606.
Social distancing, pandemic, quarantine. Words that are now a part of our daily conversation. The new normal. It seems like everything has changed. But one thing that remains constant is live local radio that keeps us connected. At FM Talk 106.5, we'll do our best to relay the most relevant information and how to cope in the age of coronavirus. We're all in this together. And just like we've done for the last decade, we'll continue to turn up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, with those showers coming through last night, a little cooler this morning. Probably 10 degrees cooler than yesterday.
Yeah, we had a cold front move through during the night and set off some showers and thunderstorms. And many areas got a nice soaking rain. Did a lot good to get that pollen off the areas and the cars and the everything. And so it it's going to improve through the day. We'll still see some showers around this morning, but this afternoon it should become mostly sunny. And only 72 for the high today. Now, yesterday we reached 90 degrees, first 90 of the season.
Ugh.
And that broke a record, the old record 89 set in 1965. So quite a difference today compared to 90 yesterday, 72 for this afternoon. Now, tonight will cool down quite a bit. It'll be mostly clear. Low down around 51, 52 degrees, some areas getting into the upper 40s tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, most of the day looks pretty good, mostly sunny, about 75, although there's a chance that we could see a few showers move in late in the afternoon. And that's an indicator of some wild weather for Sunday, because showers and thunderstorms will be moving in for Saturday night. Reason for that, combination of a storm coming out of Texas and a warm front coming in from the Gulf. All of that occurs over Alabama and Mississippi, and therefore we're going to see showers and thunderstorms for Saturday night and Sunday. Sunday, good chance for some severe weather across Alabama, particularly central and southern areas. And there is the possibility of also a few tornadoes developing on Sunday. So through the day, off and on, showers and thunderstorms for Sunday, and we'll warm up to about 82 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms will taper off Sunday evening, and then a nice day for Monday. It should be sunny and dry, high temperature in the upper 70s. So some nice weather coming in early next week with temperatures, let's call it seasonable, in the 70s.
All right, so a little further breakdown. So we're good today and tomorrow, most of the day, right?
Most of the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then could see a few showers developing late in the day, possibly even toward evening. But then showers and thunderstorms come in Saturday night, most of that after midnight. And then off and on through the day on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, some of the thunderstorms could be severe.
When do we get the the peak in the severe weather on Sunday? Is that a daytime thing? Is that an overnight thing?
It's going to be a daytime thing, and possibly going into the early evening when the cold front comes in. But all that activity will pretty much precede the cold front.
Okay. And you mentioned central and north Alabama for those tornadoes, but not out of the question for maybe our area, southwest Alabama?
Sure, there's a possibility, particularly interior southwest Alabama and on up through central portions of the state. And that's where conditions will be favorable for severe thunderstorms and possible tornadoes.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back. We got that weekend weather scale coming up. I don't have great expectations for that, but we'll check in with you then.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. It does feel nice. You step out now, 59 at our studios. 73 yesterday, 59 now.
Yeah, let the dogs out this morning. It was pleasant.
The dogs liked
outside. It. Oh, the dogs. They didn't want to come back in.
That's I'm like them. I'm a lot like them in so many ways. 6:38, we'll check traffic next.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice. But are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax. I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh. Sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had lines of showers move through the area this morning, so wet roadways, be careful. So far, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, and Three Notch at Schillinger Road looking good. Also, as you're traveling northbound 65, no delays from Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, or across the Bayway. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Bonita Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. Across from the golf course, offer all things hemp. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression, they may be able to help now with curbside service. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. So we get today and tomorrow. Right, that should be okay. Looks like afternoon, evening, Saturday, and then for sure on Easter Sunday, things are looking pretty tough out there. All right, let's look at another part of this fight against coronavirus, and that is the fight to trying to get the economy back online and get people back to work out there. Of course, one big portion of this story are small businesses and laying off employees, and we've been not only are we talking about this as a radio station in the news, we also are negotiating this ourselves with the small business loans and trying to figure that out for our small business. And there have been, just this week, there have been a lot of changes. It's, we have to get extra documentation in, or they needed something, now they need something else. Leaves a lot of questions out there on the small business loans, even though you've got another $250 billion that is being debated in Washington to add to this. Linda Kenyon from Westwind One has more.
The dust-up occurred when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell attempted to add another $250 billion to the program by using a process called unanimous consent. He did so since Congress is out of town.
Only one part of the CARES Act is at risk of exhausting its funding right now, the Paycheck Protection Program.
No, it's not, said Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin.
30% has been committed. It hasn't been yet released.
The hard feelings on the Senate floor belied what was happening behind the scenes, where Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was meeting with Senate Democrats trying to reach another deal. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
I think there's some contrary information out there, because I've heard that banks have said whoa for right now. And I don't know if that's just cash flow or the amount of work they've had in this, but the worry is $350 billion won't be enough, and another $250 needed in this. And then after that, does that solve it? How much further does it go after that? A lot of questions out there, and we'll talk about them. And remember, on these subjects, on the small business side or the Paycheck Protection Program, those interviews are under the COVID-19 local news tab as well. So we have stories from the world of medicine. We have stories from the world of the economy and all the things in between. You can check out when you go to the front page of FMTalk1065.com and click the link for COVID-19 local news. I know we've got several interviews lined up today that will be going on that podcast curated list as well. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Secretary of the State John Merrill is going to join us to talk about, well, what would happen if we don't get out of this fight against coronavirus for another couple months. What about that July 14th date that's set for the primary runoff and, you know, that's been extended? What happens there? Also, City of Mobile and tackling COVID-19. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson joins us at 8:30. Also on today's show, Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl on the midday show at noon. And Dr. Irvin's going to join us at 1 o'clock. All the questions are about hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pack and the whole story around that. Some on the front lines of this, and he's going to join us to talk about it, answer your questions. That's coming up at 1 o'clock today on Midday Mobile. All right, 6:44, and the Easter weekend is going to be unlike one any of us have ever experienced as coronavirus continues to restrict what we've come to know as normal. Clayton Neville from Westwood One says many church services will be streamed online, and a lot of parks out there, like where you go for Easter egg hunt, they're closed.
Officials asking that all Easter egg hunts be held at home. All public parks in L.A. County closed Easter Sunday to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Many other cities with similar closures. In Dallas, parks shut down for the first time in the city's history. Parks Director John Jenkins says police will be monitoring the parks.
Our primary focus is to get voluntary compliance.
Meanwhile, most church doors will be closed for Easter services, but church leaders getting creative. Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston has quite the celebrity lineup for Easter Sunday. Rapper Kanye West, singer Mariah Carey, and actor Tyler Perry will all make appearances during the virtual service. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting almost 2,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 78 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported 80 new cases, with 329 people testing positive. There are 59 confirmed cases now in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 13 cases, while Washington County is in the double digits with 11 cases. A Daphne man is facing several charges after reportedly burglarizing a hardware store. Daphne police say 40-year-old Brandon Channel broke into the Home Hardware Center around midnight on Thursday. Channel was arrested on an unrelated outstanding misdemeanor theft warrant. Detectives later connected him to the burglary. He was also charged with violating Governor Ivey's stay-at-home order. A missing child alert has been issued for two 16-year-olds from Wilmer, Jayla Cook and Zoe Smiley. They haven't been seen since Tuesday. The pair last seen on Saturn Lane. If you've seen them, contact the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was still able to hold a workout for NFL teams yesterday, despite Alabama's official pro day being canceled because of the coronavirus. Tua went through a full 75-throw workout with fewer than 10 people involved in order to abide by social distancing rules. The workout was filmed and sent to all 32 NFL teams for evaluation prior to the April 23rd draft. One of the receivers that caught passes from Tua was reportedly his Alabama teammate Jerry Jeudy. Tagovailoa's junior season was cut short in November by a dislocated hip and a fractured posterior wall. He was unable to work out at the combine in February because he hadn't yet completed his recovery. Doctors cleared him for football activities on March 9th, and his pro day was set for a month later. According to Tua's agent, Lee Steinberg, the workout went well, and he reiterated that Tua is 100%. Steinberg pointed out that the quarterback has now been examined by two doctors, Chip Rout, who conducted the surgery, and an independent physician working in conjunction with the combine, and both of those doctors gave him a clean bill of health. Could the four-team college football playoff be expanding in the future? If athletic directors get their way, it seems that could be the case. According to a survey from the sports website Stadium, 88% of Football Bowl subdivision athletic directors want an expanded college football playoff once the current playoff contract ends after the 2025 season. Of the athletic directors who favor an expanded playoff, 72% believe that 8 teams should qualify. Also, 66% of the athletic directors said that the highest-ranking non-Power 5 team should receive an automatic bid to an expanded playoff. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have agreed to trade wide receiver Brandon Cooks to the Houston Texans. The Texans will send a 2020 second-round draft pick to the Rams for Cooks and a 2022 fourth-round pick. The Rams acquired Cooks and a fourth-round pick from New England before the 2018 draft in exchange for a first-round pick. They then signed him to a five-year, $81 million contract before that season. Texans will be the fourth team that Cooks has played for in what will be his seventh NFL season. And in fighting news, after weeks of trying to gather enough fighters and find a location to host UFC 249, Dana White announced yesterday that the event, which was set for April 18th, has now been indefinitely suspended. White made the announcement to UFC broadcast partner ESPN while stating that the decision was made after top-level executives at both Disney and ESPN intervened.
ESPN has been very, very good to us, and the powers that be there asked me to stand down and not do this event next Saturday.
UFC 249 was reported to take place at the Taachi Palace Casino Resort on tribal land in Lemoore, California. It was the promotion's way of bypassing statewide stay-at-home orders from Governor Gavin Newsom. White said that he had booked the venue for 2 months to consistently host events and that he'd also secured a private island for international fights.
We will be the first sport back. Fight Island is real. It's a real thing. The infrastructure is being built right now.
Yeah.
And that's really going to happen. And it will be on ESPN.
In addition to UFC 249, all other upcoming UFC events have been postponed. 651 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
There's been a couple Saturday afternoons over the decades that Gravine Island in the Delta could have been called Fight Island, but that's a completely different story.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing late in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dick's River Shooting is part of the Baldwin County community, locally owned and operated in Robertsdale off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. We're open for business and have everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. New summer hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Sticks River Shooting Center. Get your aim on.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. It's been a good start so far this morning. We've had some spotty showers as you're traveling now into Pensacola, but no problems along I-10. Coming in from Daphne, Spanish Fort, across the Bayway, the Causeway, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers still clear with no major backups or delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, still open for business and ready to serve you. It's here at the Big Tire Event, where you buy three tires and get the fourth for just a dollar through April 30th. Find out more at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 653 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Tell you about my buddy Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They are open and they are working. And I know you've had a little more time at home now, maybe to identify the junk around your house. They can come get it. They practice social distancing. They've got the mask. They've got the gloves. They do the disinfecting of their vehicles and all their equipment twice a day. Trey was telling me, he's like, yeah, we're doing this twice a day. And no matter what jobs they have. Now, they work in Mobile and Baldwin County, and it could be. A lot of times we start thinking, I'm guilty of it. You think about getting 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You think about boxes in your house or this or old furniture or something like that. But they can give rid of big things like storage sheds, the contents and the shed itself. I mean, if you got an old swing set, you got something in the backyard you want to get rid of, they could do that. They're also doing a lot of cleaning out of storage units right now, as people have identified that storage unit that they're like, man, I don't need that stuff anymore. Well, get rid of it. Quit paying that money every month. Make that call to 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online to their website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, and you'll get an actual appointment time. They'll meet you there on that day and that time. They'll quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. And it's a buddy of mine who's been doing this for 12 years now in Mobile and Baldwin County. He's a great guy. So give Trey a call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. I'm going to try to answer this as best I can. I got a text here from Cletus who said a lot of my friends are in the service industry and they get 1099 and do not pay unemployment insurance. Are they eligible for unemployment? Well, so Cletus is a great question, but this goes back to what I was talking about earlier. I know that we were told originally that we could file 1099 employees under the Paycheck Protection Program. Then they changed that, and now I think they're changing it back. So this is the frustration of trying to navigate this for the small business owners. This story from WBRZ-TV in Baton Rouge said, the month of March saw 155,000 unemployment claims filed in Louisiana. Many of those came as a result of business closures due to COVID-19. All right, so they go into it and said, unemployment insurance isn't the only benefit people are applying for because of coronavirus. And they talk about SNAP benefits as well. It says, in Louisiana, the maximum unemployment benefits a person can receive is $247. And then they say, for people with 1099, now this is where it gets a little bit confusing, that 1099, it would be... See, this story is still saying that it would go back to the small business. Okay, clearly this is the problem. And that was early this month on April 2nd, it said this. Now it says as of April 8th, federal funds could earmark unemployment benefits for gig workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too, and that
they don't know how this plan works.
No, and it's changing daily, like you said. A tweet from Johnston Von Springer, who I believe is a reporter there in Louisiana, he tweeted this on April 8th. He said, last night the state received funding from the CARES Act to pay additional unemployment benefits. Now, this is Louisiana, but I imagine other states are the same thing happen. He said, those will now include an additional $600 a week through July.
For 1099s.
He said it includes gig workers, 1099 okay. workers, and self-employed people. So he added to that, if you're already receiving unemployment, you don't need to do anything else to receive the $600 a week in federal unemployment. But for gig workers, self-employed, 1099 workers, apply now, even if you've been denied previously.
So apply again.
I guess so. You have to apply again.
Now, this is a great example of what I've been trying to explain, maybe not doing a great job, of what it's been like for small business owners navigating this, because you're told one thing and so you fill out the paperwork to do that, and they come back and go, well, you got to change that. All right, we'll talk more about this coming up and check in with WKRG next.